Now, Yochel, I would have thought, lo yitam l'shedu l'gorlus rabin yonoi shel acherim, but maybe if somebody else also you're not allowed to, Yochel lo yitam l'shedu l'gorlus rabin yonoi shel acherim, amato, ma achoysum yuchedis, she gufa tluyibo, lo metam l'shedu l'gorlus l'rabin yonoi, av kol she gufa tluyibo, metam l'shedu l'gorlus l'rabin yonoi. In other words, not only yichidish by your sister, but the same thing by any other one of the kraivim. Your father, your mother, your son, your daughter, any other the seven kraivim that the kohen has a heter to be metamitu, this chiddush applies to all of them. Just like by your sister, that if you have roiv of the body there, then you are allowed to be metama. It's only your meat, a small amount, that you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, Hahunami Rabbi Yudi, this also goes according to Rabbi Yudi. For Rav Diyom Makiyatana, but Rav before the Chizdom Rav had said not like this. That he was the one that said that if the body is missing something, you can't be metame to it, even though you have roiv of the body. That was Rav Chizdom Rav's first chiddush. The nikta roi sheshalal ev eina metame loy. That your father's head was cut off, even though you have the whole body there, but since it's not shalim, you can't be metame. So we ask kashas from the last brises. So he said his last brises goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda Taka makes a difference whether you have roiv of the body there, then it's mutter. Only a miyut by itself it's aser. But if you took care Rav with the body, then you're allowed to go back for the miyat. Who is Rav say like that? Rav says, no, you can't touch it at all. So Gemara says, Rav the Yom Akiyai Tana. He goes like this Tana. Titanya, Maisa Shemes Oviv Sherebi Yitzchok, beginzuk. Happened once his father died in Ginzuk. Ubov Yodiyo Liacha Sholoshonim. They came and told him after 3 years that his father died. Ubov Yisholosh Rebbe Shua Ben Elisha. For Dalit to Kainim Shima, he went to ask these, the Rabbi Shua Ben Elisha, he asked him the Shiloh, and the fourth Kainim with him, could he touch his, take care of his, the kfur of his father? So Yomru Li Oviv, he said no, because we make the drasha, when is the Kain Mutta to bury his father? Bizman Chu Sholim. For Loi Bizman Chu Chaser, and not Bizman when he's missing something. And Mistam here, since it's 3 years ago, Mistam is missing something. The question was, Mustami was there already, but he wanted to change him, take him into another kever. But I said, the shaila was, Shay Roitzel Kovroy Bikivri Avaisav. He wanted to take him to the cemetery where his parents were. So he wanted to move his father. So Shoychu, it's 3 years later. So for sure, Mustami, the body was not Sholem the way it was when it was Mace. So he told him back to Jerusha, V'yomaloi, no, V'darshin Li'oviv, Bizman Shu Sholem. The kids are the first of Chizdom Arab that says, as a locha, goes according to these, Mam Diyamim here. And that's the way we pass them tackle. A locha tackle, we hold like of Chizda. That there's only a heta, this man, the mace is sholim. For if the mace is not sholim, there's no heta for kayin to be matama to his craving. But this other price that says, not like that, Enechlami. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he has a rebu of Yomar to Aleim, Hosvacha Kosiv, that I'd be a holding with the robe of the body, that's mutta. Alright, stop here.
We don't pop one, right?
You hold enough mem dalar amar aleph by the Mishnah. Shloisha minim asurim benozir. A person that's a nozir, he has three surim. Three things he can't do. Ha'atumma, he's not allowed to touch a mace. He can't be matar himself to a mace. V'ha'tiglachas, he can't take a haircut. All the 30 days that he's a nozir, it's also to cut off any of his hair. V'ha'yotzim minagefen. And he's not allowed to drink or eat anything that comes out of the bunch. Comes out of the vine, anything that comes out of the grapes. He's not allowed to eat. These are the three Yisurim by Nozir. Now the Mishnah says, Choymer b'tuma u'b'tegalachas mi b'yaitzim min ha-gefen. The first two halachas that a Nozir cannot touch a mace, cannot become tummy, or that he cannot take a haircut, has a more stricter halacha than the halacha of not drinking wine, not eating what comes out of the grapes. Why? Shehatuma v'yategalachas soisrim. That if a Nozir touches a mace, he loses the days that he counted. He has to say to start over again. If a nozir takes a haircut, he has to wait again another 30 days before he can end his nazirus. Because that's the locha, when you finish your nazirus, you have to take a haircut. And a haircut has to be on hair that's at least 30 days long. So if you took a haircut 10 days ago, you have to wait another 30 days. But v'hayotze min ha-gefen ein a-soiser. If a nozir that drinks wine while he's a nozir, He did an Avera, he's over the Lav, but it's not Seisr, he doesn't have to count over again the days are included. So if he keeps 30 days, after 30 days he finishes his Naziris, even though he drank wine in between. Now, Choymer b'yotzim in Agefen, but in another way, the halacha of not drinking wine and eating grapes is more strict, mi betum of the galachas. It's more stricter than the halachas of not to touch a mace and not to take a haircut. Why? Shahayotzim in Agefen loyhuta meklaloi. That the nozer is not allowed to drink wine or eat grapes, there's no way that it should be mutter. There's no heta meklaloi. There's no way at all, while he's a Nazir, that there should be a way of heter to drink wine or to eat grapes. There's no way. But for Tumah v'tekalachas, hutra miklolam. But there are cases of Tumah and tekalachas that it's mutter miklolam. There are ways that a Nazir is allowed to touch a mace. I will see in the Gemara if there's a mace mitzvah involved. If a person finds a mace in the street that nobody else is there to take care of him, that's considered a mace mitzvah, that even though you're a nazir, you're allowed to touch this mace, take care of him. So there are times that a nazir is mutter to touch a mace, and then it's kalachas, like we had before. If a nazir becomes a mitzvah, while he's a mitzvah, the halacha is when you become tor from your mitzvah, you have to take a haircut. So even though you're a nazir, still you have to take a haircut in between, and then wait another 30 days. So there are cases that even though you're a nazir, that you are allowed to touch a mace mitzvah, or you are allowed to take a haircut when you're a mitzvah. But the halach of drinking wine, there's never a way that a nazir is allowed to drink wine. These things do have a heter. But the galachas mitzvah, in a case where there's a mitzvah to take a haircut when you're a mitzvah. Or else, uve mace mitzvah. A case where it's a mace mitzvah. If a nazir finds a mace on the street that nobody else is there to take care of, even though you're a nazir, you're allowed to take care of this mace. Now, v'choymer b'tumah mivetekalachas. There's one thing that a tumah, the issa that a nazir cannot touch a mace, is more strict than the halach of taking a haircut. Shehatumah soiseres es hakol. That any time while you're a nazir, if you touch a mace, it throws away those first days. Whether it's the 10th, 20th, or 30th day, any day that, no matter how long you are for Nazir, let's say you're supposed to be a Nazir for 100 days, and you touch the mace at 99 days, it throws away all the days. Shatum is a seraseh hakol. V'chayov amalei korban. And the halacha is, you have to bring a korban. When you become tamei, you have to wait 7 days until you become tahor. Then you go to the mikvah, you take a haircut on the 7th day, and on the 8th day you have to bring your karbonos. Ma'ashenkin t'kalachas, where a nazir takes a haircut in between, ena seiseres elishloshim, it's only seis to 30 days, not everything. In other words, we have cases that the main point is that you have to have 30 days worth of hair left to take a haircut at the end of your naziris. Like Lamotshal, let's say you're makabel to be a nazir for 60 days. Your naziris was 60 days, and you kept 20 days already, and then you took a haircut. So it's not seiser at all, because since anyway you have to wait another 40 days to finish your naziris, at the end of 40 days, you're going to have hair that's 30 days long. So it's not seiser. It's not that you take a haircut while you're a nazir, it's only seiser because the halacha is, when you finish your naziris, you have to be able to take a haircut of hair that grew for 30 days. But as long as your hair grew for 30 days, that's okay. Mashenkein by tumah, whenever you touch your mace, that's halacha, it's hayomim rishonim yiplu. You always have to throw away the first days and start over again. So tumah is more strict than the halacha of taking a haircut. V'yein chayov malei korban. If a nazir takes a haircut, he does not have to bring a korban. He just has to wait in order that he has 30 days worth of hair, and then he can take his haircut. So these are the halachis, the three halachis of a nazir, not to touch a mace, not to drink wine, and not to take a haircut. Now the Gemara...
Whiskey
is mutter. So only has to be something that comes out of the grapes. If it doesn't come out of grapes, it's mutter. Yain v'sheicher only means strong wine. It has to be only something that comes out of grapes. Morius now v'tumah. Now the Gemara is going to ask questions on the halachas we have. The chur the din tuma that the nazir cannot touch a mace should never have a heter. Loituta mekloloi. There should be a kash on the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say that a nazir is allowed to touch a mace mitzvah? It should be also. Kal v'chaymim yayin. I have a kal v'chaymim to learn out from the loch of wine. Uma yayin shein esoyser. Madach, when a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks wine, he does not throw away the first days. He continues counting the days. So you see, wine is not such a strict issa. Still, loyhuta mekloloi, there's never a way that you're allowed to drink wine during your Yemei Nazirus. If so, tuma, that the nazir can't touch a mace, and when he touches a mace, shesoyseris, that it throws away the first days you counted, you have to start over again, is einer din, isn't it a svara, shiloituta mekloloi, that you should never have a heti, you should never be able to touch a mace? So it's a kasha on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to touch a mace mitzvah? So Gemara says it's not a svara, but it's a gzeras hakasav. The Torah says you're allowed to. Talmud Loima, the pasuk teaches us and says, li'aviv u'li'ima lo yitamei. It says that a nazir is not allowed to even touch his father or his mother. He can't help them when they're mace, to bury them. So the diak is, li'aviv u'li'ima lo yitamei. True, you can't touch your father or your mother. Avu mitamehu b'mace mitzvah. But if there's a case of a mace mitzvah in the street, that we had before the Gemara yesterday, that if you call, help, help, and nobody is there to help to take care of the mace, nobody knows him, nobody takes care of him, and you're the only one there, that's called the mace mitzvah, that even a nazir is allowed to. So it's a gzeras hakasav. The next question we have now, if so, the yayin yuta mekloloi. If so, why don't we say there should be cases that a nazir should be able to drink wine? Let's say it's a mitzvah to drink wine, like we had before in the first parak. If he makes a shavua, this person swears that he's going to drink wine today. And then he becomes a nazir. So we say he's still not allowed to drink wine. The question is, why not? Why don't we say he's allowed to drink wine? Is yuta mekloloi kal v'chayme, have a kal v'chayme mituma. Ma tuma shishar seris. Ma dech not to touch your mace. If you touch your mace, it's so strict. It throws away your first days, you have to start counting over again. Still we say, Hutu mekloloi, there is a case that you're allowed to touch your mace mitzvah, yezalman. A nazir is allowed to touch your mace mitzvah. If so, yayin, shein or soiser, wine, that if a nazir drinks wine, he does not have to take away his first days, he just keeps on counting. Is ein adin shiutu mekloloi? Isn't there a svara that a nazir should be able to drink wine if it's a yayin shal mitzvah? So Gemara says, "Amakron." This the pasuk says also, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir." It says an extra time from wine and strong wine. You have to stay away from. Why does it say the second time for? Le'asa yayin mitzvah ki yayin reshus. That even though there's a case that it's a mitzvah to drink the wine, where you made a shavua today, you swore that you will drink wine, so you have a mitzvah to drink it. Still, if you become a nazir, it's also for you to drink wine. That's this extra pasuk of miyayin v'sheicha yazir. You have to stay away from even yayin shel mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks, if so, what we're left to is one more halacha. The yayin yisteres rest akel. If so, why isn't the halacha that if a nazir drinks wine, he should have to be seiser? He should have to start counting over again. I have a kal v'choyme mituma. Ma tuma shurta mekloloi. Ma duch that a nazir. There are cases that he's allowed to touch a mace. A mace mitzvah is muta. So you see, it's not so strong. It's not so strict. Still, the halacha is soiser es hakol, that if you're a nazir, when you do touch your mace, it's soiser. It throws away all the first days. You have to start counting over again. So if so, yayin, shloihuta mekloloi, there's never a way that a nazir is allowed to drink wine. Loi kol shechein sheyister. Isn't there for sure a svara that when he does drink wine, he should also have to throw away the first days and count over again? And this the Gemara says, no, Amakro, the Pasuk says, V'hayomim horishonim yiplu. The first days of a nazir fall away. He can't use them. Why? Ki tomei nizroi. Because he became tomei. So we have a diak here, tuma seiseris. What throws away his first days? Only if the nazir became tomei, touched the mace. But v'ein hayayin seiser. If a nazir drinks wine, that's not seiser. He can continue counting his days. So the kids said, we're finished with wine. So there is a curse of wine, that there's no way your nose is allowed to drink wine. And even though he does drink wine, it's not soiser. He does not have to start counting over again. He continues counting. Now, next case, Vatigalachas, the case of taking a haircut, that we say a nozer cannot cut off any hair. So the question is, Tishteres HaKol, why don't we say if a nozer, even if he accepted to be a nozer for 60 days, and he took a haircut after 30 days, why don't we say he has to count over again, and start counting another 60 days? Kal v'choyme mitumah, v'kal v'choyme from a dhil chasumah. Ma tumah shlo yosef boy metamah ki metamah, madach v'loch of tumah. That if a nozer touches a mace, there's only an issa for the nozer himself, he's not allowed to touch a mace. What about if somebody else takes a mace and touches the nozer? Another Jew takes the mace and makes the nozer become tummy. That Jew is not over the Avera. That's called Shloi Osobo Metame Kimitma. The person that does it is not over the Avera like the nozer that becomes tummy. Still, we say to Sarah Sasakoel, if a nozer touches a mace, he has to start counting over again. Tigalachas. The loch of a nozer can't take a haircut. She'osubo migaleach kemigaleach. We'll soon see that the person, that the barber that gives the haircut to the nozer is also over the Avera. Not only is the nozer over the Avera, but even the barber. Whoever cuts off a nozer's hair, he's over the slav. If so, if you see a haircut that's more strict than tumah, ein adin shetisra sakel. So why isn't it if a nozer takes a haircut, no matter when he is, how long it is, he should always throw away the first days and have to start counting over again? On this, the Gemara says, "Al makro." The pasuk says, "No." Gzeras hakosiv v'hayomim harishonim yiplu ki tamei nizroi. Is tumah seiseres hakol only if a nozer becomes tamei do we throw away the first days? V'yein tegalachas seiseres hakol. But if a nozer takes a haircut, that does not seiser, does not break away the first days, but rather he can continue counting. There's only halacha that at the end, when you take your haircut, you have to have 30 days worth of hair. Now the Gemara asks, if so, vituma, that's when a nozer becomes tome, let's say, nasaba metama kimitma. Why don't we say if somebody else takes a mace and touches a nozer, why don't we say that person that makes the nozer tome, why don't we say he's over the Avera? And let's learn it out, kavachoyma mitikalachas. It should be kavachoyma from a barber, giving a haircut to a nozer. Ma tikalachas. Just like by giving a haircut. She'ena seiseris. It's not so strict that when a nozer takes a haircut, he doesn't have to throw away the first days. Elo shleshim. It's only he has to have 30 days. Still we say also, bo megaleach kemiskaleach, that the barber is over the Avera. Just like the nozer is also over the Avera. If so, tuma. She seiseris as akil. That the nozer can't touch a mace is very strict. If a nozer touches a mace, he loses his first days that he counted, no matter how many days they were. Since so, ainu din shenasabu metame kimitama. Isn't it a svara that if somebody takes a mace and touches a nozer, that that person should also be over the lav? On this we answer no. Again, it's exeras akosav makro. The pasuk says v'time roish nizroi, that the nozer was metame himself. Tzadik is le metame roish nizroi. Only the person that was metame himself, like the right on the side, the Rosh says, "Oma v'timei rosh nizroi lemetame rosh nizroi is the rachmona for loy lemetamei rosh nozer acher." Not if you touch another nozer here. Only it says v'timei rosh nizroi. Only if the nozer himself, when he becomes tame, he's over the avera. But not if somebody else is metame the nozer. Since so, the Gemara asks v'tegalachas. If so, the barber that gives the nozer a haircut should not be over the Avera then. And they have a kavachayim in mituma. Uma tuma she's for seris. Maduch by tuma, that's very strict. That if another nozer does touch a mace, he has to start counting over again. Es hakil. He loses all the days he counted. It's very strict. Still, we say lo yosubo metamakir metama. Somebody that touches it takes a mace and touches the nozir, that person is not over the Avera. If so, tigarlachas, sheinus aseres elishleishim yoim, that if a nozir does take a haircut, he only loses 30 days, but not more than that, so it's not as strict as tumah, is like koshchen, isn't it for sure, that we should say, sheloi nasa megaleach kimiskaleach, we should not say that the barber is over the Avera the same way the nozir himself is over. So why do we say by taking a haircut, both the barber and the nozzle is over the Aveira? On this we say, Omakro, the Pasuk says, a general lashon of tar lo yavra roishoy. The Pasuk says that a razor should not be going over his head. That's what it says. So kori be lo yavar who? For lo yavar liacher. It doesn't make an afkumino who is putting the razor over his head. Like the Rosh says, te mashma lo yavar klal. It's a mashma that a razor is not allowed to go over his head at all. Be nuatzma be nachar. Whether the nozzle is doing it to himself, or whether a barber is doing it to him. That's the savera, that you can't have a razor over your head. That's the Gzeras HaKosev, that if a barber gives a haircut to a nazir, the barber is also over the Saveirov of Lo Yavar. Now the Gemara asks, if so, V'tegalachas Lo Tuta Mechloloi. If so, let's ask Akasha, there should never be a heter to take a haircut. What does our Mishnah say that a nazir is allowed to take a haircut? When it's a mitzvah, that should be yasa. And now the Kalbuchoyim Miyayin from drinking wine. Umayayin Shaina Saiser. Madach by drinking wine, it's not so strict. If the nazir drinks wine, he does not have to start over again. It's not so strict. Still, Loyhuta Mikloloi. Like we said before, there's never a way that a nazir is allowed to drink wine, even Yayin Shal Mitzvah. A nazir can't drink. If so, Tigalachas. That the nazir can't take a haircut. Sher Saiseris, that if he does take a haircut, he has to keep another 30 days. So you see, haircut is more strict than drinking wine. If so, isn't there a svara that there should never be a hefter for a nazir to take a haircut, even though he's a mitzvah and there's a mitzvah to do it? Still, it should be yasa. And this we say, Yama Rachman, the Torah says, Roishoy. We add an extra pasuk by mitzvah. It says it's here, that he has to shave off his hair, even though the pasuk already said that a mitzvah has to cut off Kol Saroi, all his hair. So why does the Pasuk have to say again, Roshoi? The Yomar Achmona Zekonoi. And the Pasuk also said he has to shave off his beard. So we had a question before also. Why does the Torah have to repeat it by a Mitzvah? It already said he has to shave off all his hair. So, from his body. So that includes the head and the beard. Why does it say again, the head and the beard? So for that we had Drosha to teach us that even though this Mitzvah is a Nazir, and even though usually a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut, but if you're a mitzvah, since when you become Torah, there's a mitzvah for you to take a haircut, you have a chiyuv to take a haircut. So there is a gzeras hakosev that even though you're a nazir, if you become a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah and you are allowed to take the haircut. True, after the haircut, you're going to have to keep another 30 days of nazirus, because you can't take a haircut for nazirus unless you have 30 days worth of hair. Now the last question is, if so, v'tegarlachas, the halachas of taking a haircut, Letista klal lechura. If a nazir takes haircut, it should not be seiser at all. Let him just continue counting. Kal v'choim miyayin. I should learn it out from drinking wine. Oma yayin shloihutam mekloloi maduch by wine. That it's so strict that there's never a way that a nazir is allowed to drink wine, even yayin shal mitzvah is also. Still, we say in the seiser if a nazir drinks wine, he does not have to start counting over again. He is so tegalachas. The law of taking a haircut, shehutra mekloloi. There are times when it's a mitzvah that a nazir is allowed to take a haircut when he's a mitzvah. If so, ain't a din shvatistar? Isn't it a svara that even if he takes a haircut, he should not have to start counting over again? So this the Gemara says here it's a svara. Binon gidel sar voleka. That we know when a nazir finishes his 30 days, he has to take a haircut. And the law is you have to cut off here. What's called here? 30 days worth of hair. So that's a svara that if you don't have 30 days worth of hair, you can't do your mitzvah of the galachas. That's why the nazir has to wait until his hair grows for 30 days. Now the Gemara, one more question. The yayin frek the Gemara. Yistar shloishim yayin. If so, the last question now is, that when a nazir drinks wine, why isn't the halacha that she has to start counting over again 30 days? And kal v'chaima mit the galachas. It should be a kavachoyma when a nazir takes a haircut. Uma tigralachas. Madach when a nazir takes a haircut. Shehutra mekloloi. It's not so strict. Because when it's a mitzvah by a mitzvah, he's allowed to take a haircut. Still, we say, seiseres, that when the nazir takes a haircut, he's not allowed to take his own haircut later. Until he waits 30 days, so it's seis to 30 days. If so, yayin. that the nozzle is not allowed to drink wine, shloihutza mekloli. It's a very strict issa. There's never a way that a nozzle is allowed to drink wine, even shal mitzvah. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svara she yistor? That if a nozzle drinks wine, that he should have to start counting over again? And this the Gemara says no. Midi hu time ele mishum gidul sar. If you want to learn this out from a haircut, really, even if you take a haircut, it should not be soiser. Taking a haircut, so what? Continue counting. The only reason why you need another 30 days is because you need hair worth of 30 days. That's the only reason why you have to wait 30 days. If so, gabi yayin, hokoyim saroy. Mashenkin, if another drinks wine, why should he have to wait 30 days? Taking a haircut is not really soiser the first days. It's only a new tanai, a new condition. You need hair. But here, if you only drank one and you left your hair, lemaisa, hair you have on your head. You have these 30 days worth of hair. Therefore, the lacher is, it's not soiser. Even though another drank wine, still he can continue on counting the rest of his days. So therefore, the din of the Mishnah applies. The lachers are true because of all the world exerts a kosef command.